We are back on the Bengals Beat podcast. Lindsey Patterson, Charlie Goldsmith, a little training camp podcast for you. Charlie, what's going on?
Well, it was a hot day of practice, but today was one of those days where it was just fun to watch Joe Burrow work. It was the most game-like day of training camp they had, and it was, again, just a fun way to see the weapons, see the style, see the consistency that the offense is really looking for. So, you know, that made it worth the trip to Paul Brown Stadium this morning.
We'll stick with Joe Burrow right now because the talk of camp over the last couple weeks, obviously the offensive struggles right now. Joe Burrow and the offense, I felt like over the last couple of days, you can really see the improvement. Did you see that out there today?
Yeah, so today what they did was a lot of sustained drives and then two-minute work at the end. And you can just notice a difference with Joe Burrow when they're in the practices, when they're able to make different reads at the line of scrimmage, different audibles. And you saw that translate today, whether it was two passes he made to Tyler Boyd that stand out, a couple short ones to CJ Uzama, yesterday stepping up and really establishing the play action game and making a couple on the run throws to guys like T. Higgins. The concern that was there in the first week of camp isn't there now. And the offense as a whole, specifically the skill position players for the most part, are in a lot of ways as advertised. I've been very impressed over the last 2 days.
We'll stay with the wide receivers right now. Ja'Marr Chase talked to the media today, and obviously he's had a few drop balls out there. And one of the things with Chase, I think a lot of people have to remember and some forget, he didn't play at all last year. And then just jumping into the NFL and learning the playbook with this team, it's not going to be easy for these guys. And that's what training camp's for. What have you noticed from Ja'Marr Chase?
Yeah, you know, I said for the most part, as the modifier for talking about the skill position players, and Ja'Marr Chase is the one who is fully admitting that he's getting back into his full rhythm right now. He just went out and said it today. I didn't play last year. And that specifically, he says, impacts like the small timing things and the quick decisions that he has to make and the things he has to process as he has to try to get separations. There's not a lot of room for error when you're going up against Trey Waynes and Chidobe Awuzie during camp this year. And that's what Ja'Marr Chase is doing consistently. The results, you know, you're still waiting for that big explosive play or that over the top deep ball on a pass from Joe Burrow. Chase had a nice play yesterday in 11-on-11, a short play running through the catch to get some yards after the catch. And then today in 7-on-7, he made a physical catch over the middle. You know, with Chase, I think more than any Bengals player on the entire roster is going to be the biggest part of the preseason. It'll be a great environment for him to get those reps, get that rhythm, and ideally for the Bengals break off that big play because, you know, everyone I've talked to is still incredibly impressed with Ja'Marr's physical traits, his speed, his ability to catch the ball, even though he's dropped some passes so far. There's so much to like, and now it's just about rhythm.
Let's go to the offensive line right now. Fred Johnson back out there. You know, when we talk about Jackson Carman, we talked about in the last podcast, he's getting reps with the third team right now. What did the offensive line look like today?
Yeah, you know, definitely was an improved day from the first half of Tuesday's practice. Tuesday, before the Bengals really sped up the offensive line was notably struggling. The quick game stuff helped yesterday, and then today there weren't any glaring mistakes. You know, I had a good conversation with Xavier Suofilo at the end of the day and asked him about the guard competition specifically. He says they just want consistent guys, and consistent doesn't mean not making mistakes. It's guys who really address the coaching they've been given. Don't be an ill repeater is what he said. And, you know, that's the focus of this training camp, finding the players who won't have the same false start mistakes or won't lose the same one-on-one matchups on the same move versus the same defensive lineman. There's more rotating this year, a couple Bengals linemen have said, than at any point in the preseason during Jim Turner's tenure with the Bengals. So it's fully a competition. There's a lot of rotation, and definitely they're still searching for the best two guys to put in the guard.
Flip to the defensive side. They've had a successful camp out there. Anybody standing out for you right now?
I mean, Larry Ogunjobi, it seems once a day, he just breaks up a play in the backfield before the quarterback even catches the snap. There was one play yesterday where kind of Larry Ogunjobi, since he couldn't touch Burrow, was past Joe Burrow by the time Burrow got the snap. And what really impressed me, though, with Larry today, too, was his ability as a pass rusher. But also, he covered a ton of ground in both the run game and the pass game. There was one run to the right. I believe it was Mixon. And Ogunjobi really covered a lot of ground quickly, like a linebacker, to fill the run gap and get the stop. And then later in the red zone, there was a pass to, I think, Samaje Perine. And Ogunjobi got that stop as well. A pass in the flat to a running back, Ogunjobi, a guy who's played nose tackle for most of his career, made that play. So he's an athlete. And then the one other guy I'll mention, Trey Hendrickson, was back on the practice field today. And it was a weird day. You know, just stuff like today, there just weren't many opportunities in the scheme for the edge rushers to make big plays because of what the offense was running. But Hendrickson in the run game really impressed me. You know, he can do all that stuff in the pass game. He'll have more chances to show that. But Hendrickson's ability to set the edge in the run game really stood out today.
This team will get one more camp in tomorrow, and we will have a preview looking ahead to game one of preseason in Tampa. Any other observations from training camp this week?
Yeah, two kind of new playmakers bursting onto the scene. Chris Evans, man, he can catch in every single drill. And I've spoken about him before, but today he went out and made kind of a one-handed diving catch on a pass from Brandon Allen down the left sideline. That's stuff you don't see from a running back. But what's so interesting there is, I think the sense I get is that as the Bengals figure out their backup running back, they're going to look to who can protect Joe Burrow the best. It's pass protection. The Bengals have a new running back coach, and his big line is about attaching to your man. See, he just talks about pass protection a ton more than the Bengals coaches have in the past. On top of that, there's obviously the role to be the best pass protector. That was Giovanni Bernard's role, and figuring out ways to mix in either Samaje Perine or Chris Evans if he steps up in that skill behind Mixon is one of the big storylines. I think Perine has the edge there because he filled that role down the stretch last season in an impressive way and has continued to do that throughout camp. But for sure, the backup running back is definitely something we have a lot better sense for now. I really strongly feel it's going to be Perine mostly because of his ability to protect the quarterback.
Charlie Goldsmith, he'll have you covered down at Bengals camp and plenty online at Cincinnati.com. What can fans check out?
Yeah, I have a story on the overall progression of quarterback Brandon Allen. He's normally the backup, but he'll be your starter in Tampa Bay in week one of the preseason. On top of that, I have a story on Perine and the run game and the importance of pass protection. I have training camp observations every day, and later this week, I'm going to dig deeper, unlocking what's going on at offensive guard right now.
Check it out, Cincinnati.com. Follow along over on Twitter, E&Q Sports, Instagram, E&Q Bengals, and we'll have you covered as the week goes on. And the Bengals hit the road to take on the Tampa Bay Bucks this weekend. Thank you for listening to the Bengals Beat Podcast.